What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. Happy Monday. We are going to talk about some microdosing, and I'll just kind of reintroduce myself. I've got a few new followers, I'm sure, from some old TikTok videos. So I appreciate you jumping on. Make sure you have subscribed so you don't miss an episode. And once you listen to a few, we've got plenty of you to binge watch or binge listen, whatever you call it. Make sure you leave a review. That's going to be what kind of helps me get the word out there that this podcast exists. And yes, I do feel like people need it. My name is Brandon Lynette, and I am a mom of six. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an author. I am all the things, not always at once. That is why we are doing this podcast once a week, because I knew with all of my kids home for the summer, my girls are back from college, all the things, I knew that probably one a day for the summer is going to, or one a week is going to be the best. And I didn't want to give up microdosing Monday because y'all, it has literally changed my life. It is changing the lives of my clients. And I'm here for this. I'm here for this. I've got several testimonies I am excited to share with you guys. And just to talk about, we'll just jump into the microdosing. It is not something that you are going to feel, okay? It's not just this big like aha moment. Like, you know, I've tried to smoke weed. I can't stand it. I hate it. I hate feeling high. I hate anything that makes me not feel like myself. Like I can't take medication. I think I told you guys last week, one of my friends gave me a pain pill because I had this like neck thing and I about lost my mind. Like I thought I was gonna have to go to the hospital. Okay. I was freaking out. I was not having a good time. I called my husband. I'm like, you're gonna have to come pick me up. There's no way I could drive. Like shit just fucks me up and I don't like it. Okay. So when I say microdosing is a very gentle experience, it is not something that's going to knock you off your rocker. It's not going to make you feel disoriented or something, you know, to make you not feel like who you are. If anything, it helps you become more of who you are. And if you are someone who is just stubborn and negative and you're just like, don't think anything can help you, or you're beyond help, or you're above it, or you don't think there's anything wrong, this is not for you. 100%. Like it is not for you. This is for people that are willing to have an open awareness to become more of who they are. And that is what I'm here for. That is my life mission. I wrote a book, my first book, Once Upon a Time Bitches, 5 years ago. You can find that at onceuponatimebitches.com. In fact, you can get all my shit there. Feel free to jump on that bandwagon. Sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com as well. I do communicate there sometimes and share some awesome things, some things I love, some info. But I really, my whole mission is to empower people to take responsibility for where they are. Massive responsibility. It's not your fucking parents' fault. Your life sucks. Okay. You might have been born broke, but if you stay broke, bitch, that's on you. Okay. This toxic family bullshit stops with you. And I, as a mom, I have worked my ass off to break generational curses. Like I literally have gone through so much healing of all the bullshit. Bitch, if you read my first book, you're going to hear about how I just had this really toxic relationship with my mom. She signed rights off on me when I was 12 and I'm talking to her again. You know, we have been talking on the phone. I had a hard conversation with her where I was just like, you know, you're the parent, you're making the choice. I'm flailing out here. You know, I have never been 43 some years old. Okay. However many extra days I am, like in this moment, I'm new. In this moment, I've never experienced this moment, right? Every moment is new for us. That's why it's nice to have these family connections. That's why it's nice if you have a mom, because bitch, she's been 43, okay? And maybe she's not going through the same life things that you are. Maybe she doesn't have kids. Maybe, she, you know, six kids still at home. Maybe she didn't have as many kids as you did. Maybe she didn't have the pets you do or the job you do or the dreams you do, but she still survived that moment. It's nice to just have someone to kind of like be a life vest when you are out there in the ocean, taking on the currents, because you know, you're going to face your shit. Okay. I healed a lot of trauma. I broke generational curses. And guess what? It does stop here. There's a lot of things that I broke when it comes to where my kids are going to be with their future and where we stand as a family. There's things I just didn't do that my family has always done. Like I put an end to the shit. Okay. A lot of healing, but that doesn't mean that my kids aren't going to have their own shit. Right. And I guarantee, like my husband and I had a very, you know, toxic marriage. The first couple years, the first 3-4 years of our marriage was scary. You know, he had just come in from being his own person, no kids, a single man. He was in a band. He was reckless. He was all the things. Like, he was crazy. Everything was just his time, you know, it, everything was him. And then all of a sudden we meet, we move in within 3 months, and he's got a whole ass family. Okay. 4 kids and a wife. Like, there's a whole lot of shit. His world was turned upside down in a moment. And there weren't times that he always reacted well to that. There weren't. And it was a toxic situation. So my kids still have to face that, right? So they can either let that be part of the trauma for them to have the excuse to never do anything, right? And the truth is, you know, they've got daddy issues 100%, okay? 100%. That shit sucks. That can be their story, or that could be the fuel for them to take control, take responsibility, and become better than what they started with, right? I mean, we've been through some shit, okay, with the girl's dad. And they, my daughter made this really funny comment yesterday because, you know, we all have something, okay? And I have a daughter who loves labels. Like, she loves labels. She likes to know, like, exactly what's going on in someone's brain. And I've talked to you guys before. I joke about this all the time. If I really went and got some brain scans, they're going to be like, holy fuck, your brain is wild. You probably are autistic, PTSD, ADHD, ADD, I don't even know. But like the whole alphabet, we all own a part of the alphabet. That's just it. Our brains are complex things. And as we're going through life, you've got all of these factors, okay? Not just how you're raised, not how you're born to think. You start getting hardwired into the way you think, and that's how you react for everything, okay? I went through something with my daughter who made this comment the other day. And she's just like, I don't know why I do this. Like, she has kind of this pre-programmed reaction to things where she disassociates kind of emotionally, mentally, and then is like really upset and then has anxious feelings. And I think we all go through that. It is just part of being human. But what needs to happen is we have to kind of take that responsibility and help to rewire our brains. Okay. And then you've got this shit, like, you know, if you're drinking pop every day, you're fucking killing yourself. That stuff is fucking up the connections in your brain, literally. And it's going to lead to anxiety. It's going to lead to depression. It's going to lead to, you know, that overstimulation where, you know, our skin is fucking crawling, and all the food we're eating, if you're eating junk food constantly. And, you know, my husband and I always laugh because my girl, the one in particular, eats crazy, like just constant pop, constant, just, you know, she loves the hot Cheetos and all the things. And we kind of laugh because, like, there's going to be a point where your body's going to react to that, right? But she is very fit. She's in shape. She's active. So we don't really look at someone as not being healthy until it starts hitting their body physically, right? So my husband jokes and he's like, get away with it while you can. But the truth is, she's not getting away with shit, okay? She may not be overweight and, you know, all the things, but I need you guys to understand, like, skinny and fit doesn't necessarily mean that you're healthy. If you are drinking this poison, if you've got, you know, the red dyes and fucking all the colorful shit in your body, and you're drinking fructose corn syrup every day, this is exactly where, you know, our beautiful government, Big Pharma, wants us to go. They want us to be addicted to the pops and the junk food and all the shit they feed us that's illegal in other countries, because there's money in sickness, and you're going to get sick. Right? You're going to get shit like PCOS, diabetes, like all this shit we created in ourselves. Okay. And it's the same thing with the fucking brain. I'm going to tell you right now, it is the same thing with your brain. So I'm joking that, you know, you guys all come by this, honestly, like you come by the anxiety, the PTSD, the ADHD, the fucking autistic spectrum, like our brains are complex. They're coming by the shit, honestly, because I feel my brain going through these processes. I don't need a label. I just know I need to change the communications in my brain because I've been hardwired to focus on default mode. And bitch, this is where you're living. This is where you are living. You're living in default mode and you feel like you're just fucking on that wheel of despair 100% every day. You're just like, I don't have a purpose. I don't know where I came from. I don't know where I want to go. You have to take responsibility. And so going back to just, you know, the toxic family shit that we healed, my daughter's joking because at one point the girl's dad, when we broke up, he tried to kill himself. He was like, all of you or none of you. And he went on this big suicidal rampage and ended up in the hospital and all the things. And so I'm telling the girls, you know, like, you come by this, you know, honestly, but we're healing the things, we're doing good. They're like, yeah, but you bred us with a suicidal maniac. Right. And so I see where they want to look and make these connections, but they get a chance to step away from that. that doesn't have to be what defines them, right? And it's going to be a process for them. I mean, bitch, I'm 43 and I'm barely working out my family shit. So my girls probably have a long ways to go. I can only hope that they are empowered and inspired to want to take responsibility and control now, because no matter how much I fucked up, their story is their own and they get to do it better. And if you're a mom, you want your kids to do it better. Okay. I think that's kind of like what I see in my mom, is that there was no celebration that I wanted to do things better. Okay. She took everything personal. I don't take it personal when I think about wanting my kids to be a better mom. I want them to be better. I broke curses on purpose so they could be a better person, a better human, a better partner, a better mom, all of it. I want them to see the mistakes I made and know that's not what they want to do, because that's how we continue to heal. That's how we continue to solidify our generation. You know, I know the healing I did. I have locked in 7 generations after me. My kids, 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 kids are going to be solid because I did the work. That's a powerful, energetic lock-in, 100%. That is locked in. And when my kids choose to do the same thing, they add generations to that. That's the legacy we want to leave. A legacy of healing and love and taking massive responsibility. And so I wrote this book, and the biggest thing that brought this book to my mind is that I spent most of my life like hoping, wishing, and praying that someone was going to save me. Like, please, can someone just come save me? Like, how come this can't get easy? Why can't someone rich come and sweep me off my feet? Why can't I win the lottery? Why can't I just get all the clients? Why can't everything I want to do just fall into place? Why can't someone read my book and pay me $1 million, right? Bitch, no one's coming to save you. And that is why I do what I do. That is why I'm passionate about talking to you and coaching you and getting you to read the books that I've written and getting you to follow, you know, my emails, all the things, because I'm going to help you come into that state of awareness where you are responsible for yourself. 100%. No one's coming to save you. No one's going to do the work for you. You have to come into this awareness of who you really are. And I microdosed psilocybin because it has made me more of who I am. It definitely, like, my check engine light has been on for a long time. Okay. I had just, my brain was at its limit, 100%. I was an emotional reactor. Everything I did was just powered by emotion. So I was very responsive. I was very reactive. There's a lot of regret when you're running in that reactive space. When you are triggered and you're just reacting, you hurt people. 100%, because you put your walls up and you're fucking screaming at people and you're not thinking with a logical part of your brain. You're not seeing a situation. You're becoming the situation. I've learned that what microdosing has done for me, and it wasn't just like an overnight thing. It has been like over several months. Like, this is coming into my second week of being back on microdosing. Okay. Cause I coach women. I coach you and men too. I guess I have male clients. I coach you guys on a cycle that I learned where it is, we microdose just a tiny amount of psilocybin. And we do that 4 days on, 3 days off. And you do that for about 6 weeks. And then you take a 2 or 3 week break where you don't take anything. And I'm very excited because during that break, like, I didn't go off the rails. Okay. I still felt very aware. I still felt in my space. I wasn't reactive. I could see situations. I could play them out in my head. I could see the emotions, and I still had them. And that's something that Big Pharma takes from you. Big Pharma wants you numb and dumb. They want you numb and dumb and stupid. Okay. And that's what they're doing to us, 100%. So fuck the prescriptions, right? Like, you don't want to be numb because you're just piling this stuff on. And you know what happens to your body when you pile on emotions, when you just keep adding to the bullshit? You get physically sick. Okay. If you are feeling things in your body, you need to talk to yourself about how you're treating yourself, how you're acting, how you're reacting. Are you dealing with your emotions? If you're keeping stuff in, and that's something that my girl needs to work on, is that communicating instead of being emotionally triggered and detaching. There's no like ownership of the emotion. There's no communication. And now, like, I'm not afraid to communicate. If I'm feeling something, you're going to know it. That's a powerful thing. A lot of people tiptoe, right? They don't say the things. I'm like, no, you know what? I'm really upset with how you're acting. This doesn't feel good to me. I get to call that awareness because I'm not emotionally reactive. I can have those solid, mature conversations. But I've got people that are, you know, finally releasing the grasp that Big Pharma has on them, because that's the thing. You guys think that Big Pharma has the answers to everything. Depression, anxiety, your brain injuries. Those motherfuckers don't know shit, okay? They're creating some shit in a lab that's going to do whatever, you know, whatever. And then they're creating shit to help with the side effects of whatever this is going to do. And it's just a crazy ass thing. Like, I'm seeing this weight loss shit going on. People are getting fucked up, okay? These weight loss injections, it was fun for a minute, but the truth is coming out. Like, y'all are getting fucked up. You're fucking up your body, okay? 100%. I sell weight loss products. I do, and I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of them. I love the tool that they are, but it's not going to be something like that weight loss injection. You want something fast? Go to Big Pharma, okay? They'll give you something hard, fast. You're going to lose, like, fast. But guess what you're going to lose, bitch? It's not fat. The science has proven, like, you're losing your mass. You're losing your muscle mass. And that's going to be what keeps you strong and healthy and keeps the fat off. You're like getting fatter. The skinnier you get, the more fat your body's holding on to, because you're losing everything that's important to your body. Big Pharma is going to fuck you up every single time. 100%. So y'all think they have the answers, but they don't. That's it. If you just focus on your brain, and I'm talking about this awareness of, bitch, this is what I do. If you're new here, I have this, you know, conversation with myself every morning where I'm like, okay, God, what do I need help with today? What do I need to give to you? And how is my body feeling? What do I need to focus on? Like, I have this huge one-on-one conversation before my feet touch the carpet, okay? That's it. Of just like, what am I feeling in my body? Is there some kind of emotion that maybe I didn't process yesterday? Am I feeling, you know, how am I feeling? And I do a body scan check, because you know your body better than anyone is going to know your body. 100%. No one knows you like you know you. So stop putting trust into other people and start empowering yourself. And it's the same thing with your brain. I can honor and respect people that need the labels. I really do. I get that. I honor and respect if you need a label, but then what's next? You're in the same position that you were in. A label doesn't change what's happening. A label more than likely guides you to Big Pharma. Okay. So what prescriptions do I need and how do I process this? Okay. And I love talk therapy. I think that's 100% something that people should be doing. You should be talking to people. If I did not go through this healing journey with coaches and mentors, I would not have made it. Okay. Not even with just psilocybin. There was some shit I had to talk out just to hear myself. So I think that's important. But the only thing that's really going to change the connection of the neurons in your brain, we had the scientific conversation. Tune into that. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. So if you haven't listened to it, tune into that, because I talk about the communication in your brain, how it's firing and wiring. Okay. The synapses gets frayed and it makes it hard to, like, maybe you're forgetting things, okay? Maybe you're not thinking clearly. Maybe you're losing energy. Maybe you're becoming depressed. So what does your brain need to get better? And this is where psilocybin jumps in. It's like fucking brain medicine, and it heals your brain where it's been damaged. It is showed. Don't take my word for it, okay? Go find your research, but it shows how it repairs the frayed ends. And it creates what we call neuroregenesis, okay? It's a fancy way of saying that it heals your fucking brain by making new connections. Your brain is getting healed. And how long have you been damaging your brain, okay? I'm 43. My husband has a little bit of resistance to the psilocybin, and that's because I think he has literally, like, focused on the hardwiring. I think the thing that makes us a little different, and I've talked about this before, but I think it's an important conversation to have, because no two people's experience are going to be the same. Okay. I've always been someone who tries to challenge my brain to open up myself to a new awareness. I've always been the person that's like, I want to try to get better. I want to do better. No matter where I'm at in my life, there's always room for improvement. And that's my mindset. Okay. My husband was very comfortable of like, this is how I am. This is how I am. This is how I am. That's how he trained his brain for 40, I think he's 45, like 45 or 46. So for that long, he's been communicating with his brain. So his shit's frayed as fuck, right? He needs the neuroregenesis. He needs a new communication. So it's going to take him a lot longer because he hasn't really worked on changing the conversations in his brain, okay? The path that the brain has created with all of our fucking habits. And that's why we're on autopilot. That's why you feel like you're just in the fucking, you know, never ending cycle of despair. You're on a Ferris wheel of despair. That's it. You're fucking just lost, right? And you're spinning and you don't know how the fuck to get off. Okay. That's it. Neurogenesis is the way that your brain gets healed because it creates new connections between the synapses. Okay. As a result, what's going to happen? You're going to feel better. You start thinking more clearly. You start coming up with creative ideas. You have more energy in the day. You're in a better mood. There's nothing that Big Pharma has that's going to repair the connections in your brain. In fact, if you talk to most people, they say it's impossible. Okay. I follow Dr. Joe Dispenza, incredibly intelligent man who has done, you know, he's done the research. He does the brain scans. Like, he's obsessed with how our brains work. And he's proven so many things that, you know, science failed to prove. Like, he's making a new way, showing, like, number one, that, you know, we are creatures of God. Like, he's in our DNA. We've got DNA, literally. You've got a little God gene in your brain. Imagine that. Made in his image, 100%. You're made in his image. How powerful is that? So if you really want to lean into your, you know, excuses of your family, then why don't you go to the real source? Because you were made in his image, right? Imagine your father is God, right? Anything. You can have anything. You can have anything. All you have to do is choose. All you have to do is stand up and take responsibility and become more you. And you and him are already set on who you are. You just have lost your way. You've forgotten that because your synapses is fried. Because your brain is kind of fucked, actually. All of ours is. And I feel like the whole world, really what's happening right now, I swear, if everybody could get on the microdose train, this world would be a whole different place. Absolutely 100%. Because when you start coming into the awareness of who you really are, you are more open to love. You are more open to light. You're more open to, you know, that connection, that just feeling connected to the earth. But like I said, if you're someone who is just negative, if you're someone who is like set in your ways and just you're beyond this, it's never going to work for you. It just isn't. It's really an awareness. It's not something you feel instantaneously. And one of my friends, he told me, you know, this, I love this analogy, really. He's like, you know, it's been a couple weeks and Brandon, I don't have a new car. I don't have a new house. I don't have a hot girl. I'm not making more money, but damn, I feel really good. I feel really good. I feel like I wanted to feel thinking all of those things would bring it to me. You're new. And it's just an awareness that you kind of wake up to where you're like, oh my God, I feel good. I feel good. And I do have this level of euphoria every single microdose day. And even on the days I don't now, I feel like it's so in my system. Even on that 3-week hiatus, I still have these periods of euphoria through my day where I'm excited. I'm excited and I love people and I want to talk to people. I went to, my daughter's boyfriend graduated this weekend and we got to hear Terry Bradshaw do the commencement speech. Very funny. Off the cuff, just like threw shit out there, right? And I love that his way of thinking is kind of the same in alignment of like, no one's coming to save you. You have to take responsibility for where you are and you have to live your own life. You have to be present and you have to be willing to be with people. People are the magic. I still joke about the fact I hate people. I'm my house is filling up with animals. I saw little ponies on our drive. We were driving through Amish country and I see these baby horses. I see baby ponies. I'm like, oh my God, I want one for our yard. Our yard is huge. We could totally have some goats out there to mow our grass, right? Thinking that's what I want to do. I just want to get a bunch of animals and like escape from the reality of people. But that's a lie. This is the reason I went to bartend, okay? I love working with women. Like, I love you bitches. I love that I've had the opportunity to coach you and to work with you one-on-one in a Zoom, but sitting here face-to-face with someone on a computer, nothing, it's not the same as having conversations face-to-face. And I'm addicted to those conversations with people. So bartending 3 nights a week, that's my jam. I get out of here. I get to have the conversations. I get to socialize. I get to just feel that deeper connection. And I do every single day that I'm driving to work. I'm like, something magical is going to happen. Who do I get to meet today? Who am I supposed to meet today? I want you every day to wake up and put yourself out there in public and be like, who am I supposed to meet today? And if you're someone who's like, oh, I'm depressed. I have anxiety. I can't go out there with people. There's too many people. Bitch, start microdosing. You will feel different. There's a social aspect that opens up because your brain is having new conversations and it's ready to grow and expand. Who can you be today? Who do you want to be? Who did you decide with God when you chose to come here? Who were you going to be? Lean more into that. Mushrooms are like a mirror to the soul of like who you are. And that's it. I literally, when I know I have to work on something, I can deny it all I want, but the minute I microdose, it comes up and it's like, bitch, this is something that you really need to heal today. And I intentionally, okay, intention is everything when you're microdosing. I intentionally come into that awareness of like, what do I need to work on today? How can I be a better person? How can I show up for someone else? Who can I help today? Who can I serve today? How can I be better as a parent today? All of it. Lean into more of who you are. That is why I'm obsessed with microdosing. Breaking generational curses, healing, all the shit, okay? Again, my name is Brandon Lynette, mom of six, and I'm crushing it out here. I'm doing the shit I love. That's the truth. Doing shit I love and collecting all the animals I love and getting to be with people, you know, not necessarily always do I love it. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the truth is there's still going to be people out there that aren't on the same vibrational frequency, and that's okay. It's just there to help us expand, okay? To expand and to just kind of humble us. I love you guys. I hope you have an incredible week. I'm excited to talk about it next week. I have like seven, what do you call it? Testimonies that I want to share with you guys. So I'm going to do that next week. I'm going to put them in some notes and write them down to kind of share with you guys. And if you are someone who is microdosing, I want your testimony. Okay. So message me at brandonlynette.com, sign up for emails, and then just respond. You're going to get an automated email from me. Just respond to that or hit me up on Facebook. I want to know your testimony for microdosing because I know a lot of people are doing it. In fact, one of my girls, Holly, put up a post in my Listen Bitch Facebook group, which is a group where I do post journal prompts. Make sure you're in there. Listen Bitch Facebook group. In fact, I need to do today's journal prompt. That was a great reminder. See, there's my brain. It's beautiful, complex, and I'm just rolling with it. Okay. I don't fight against it anymore. I just let it do what it has to do. But she put up a post that said there was moms on mushrooms or something like mushrooms moms going on the Dr. Phil show. I don't have TV, so I didn't get to watch it, but it's a thing. It's a thing, and it's becoming more common. It's not taboo. It's not like a big secret anymore. Like I bring it up and people are not even shocked anymore. I'm like, yeah, I microdose, and I coach people through microdosing, and I love it. I'm obsessed. So it's becoming more, it's out there. Okay. And a lot of places are decriminalizing it. A lot of places are open up. I know a lot of places in Michigan, it's on the ballot for the next vote. So make sure you guys are voting to decriminalize mushrooms. Okay. It is, it's a gift. It's a way for your brain to just go through the repairs it needs without, you know, any hard trauma to your body. Like there's no side effect. The side effect is you're going to feel a little euphoric and you're going to feel happier and you're going to feel connected. You're going to feel like everything is a part of you and you're a part of everything. And that's a beautiful thing. I think the world needs more of that 100%. So I love you bitches. If you have any questions or topics for the podcast, reach out to me. Again, we're going to do one episode a week through the summer months, probably in August, September, I'll get back to 5 days a week. And, yeah, there's plenty of episodes to binge watch if you're new here. If you're new here, there's plenty. I keep saying watch, bitch. You're not going to watch shit. If you want to listen, you can go back and listen to the podcast. The previous ones I've done, there's a fuck ton, okay? And they're just going to help you. It's just me, you know, reinforcing the idea that you could take responsibility for where you are. That's it. I empower you to own your shit. Take massive responsibility and then start taking action, okay? It's not about like hoping, wishing, and praying. You could go somewhere. It's like, okay, hope, wish, and pray. Like, where do you want to be? I want you to see that part of you. And then I want you to tell me all the habits you need to create in order to step from point A to point B. What habits are going to get you to become the person you want to be? And that's the truth. I think, you know, meditation is a key component in my life. And even with my microdosing journey, I think it has been an integral part of the whole of all of it. Okay. But meditation is this beautiful moment where you are not obligated to come back as who you were before. And so every time I meditate, I'm like, I don't want to be the same person. I don't. And there are constantly changes going on inside of me. And it's It's just a gift. It's a gift. So cheers to you if you are microdosing. If you have any questions, need help dialing in a dose, don't hesitate to reach out. I love to help with this. And yeah, any way I can help you. So have a great day. Enjoy your week, bitches.